BBC News with Natalia Rolston. Thailand, Malaysia and Indonesia have been holding an emergency meeting to try to resolve the migrant crisis in the region. Thousands of migrants are stranded at sea with dwindling food and water supplies because the three countries don't want to let them in. Jill McGivering reports.
In the last week, pictures of desperate men, women and children have shocked the world, along with stories of fights to the death over dwindling food. Several thousand migrants, many of them from the Rohingya ethnic group, are still stranded. Thailand, Malaysia and Indonesia all refuse to let them land. As politicians struggle to find a compromise, fears grow about the survival of those still at sea. For many, a diplomatic solution, when it finally comes, may simply be too late.
A boat carrying around 400 migrants, which was pushed back and forth between Thailand and Malaysia last week, has arrived in the Indonesian province of Aceh. It had been at sea for 2.5 months, carrying Rohingya Muslims from Myanmar. Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko has told the BBC he doesn't trust the Russian leader to help bring an end to the crisis in eastern Ukraine. Mr. Poroshenko said he feared there would be a new Russian offensive against his country in the coming months, describing the situation as a real war. Animal rights activists in Australia say they have obtained what they describe as shocking video footage of Australian cattle being killed in Vietnam. From Sydney, here's Phil Mercer.
Campaigners from Animals Australia say the footage shows cows having their skulls smashed by sledgehammers at an abattoir in Vietnam. The welfare group has yet to release the video, but has lodged a complaint with the Agriculture Department in Canberra. Australia's Royal Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals is calling for the live cattle trade with Vietnam to be halted. There was controversy in the industry 4 years ago when the previous Labor administration suspended Australia's shipments to Indonesia over claims of widespread abuse.
The former commander of Somalia's Al-Shabaab militant group has urged it to stop attacking civilians. Zakaria Ismail Hirsi, a high-profile defector, was speaking to the BBC in Mogadishu in his first interview with foreign media. Our Africa correspondent Andrew Harding reports.
He was the head of military intelligence for Al-Shabaab. Now 33-year-old Zakaria is being kept at a safe house in Mogadishu. He's the centrepiece of a new initiative by the Somali government to win over top-level defectors. The former economics student condemned the recent terrorist attacks in neighbouring Kenya.
Maria, I'm very sorry. And I'm sending my condolences to them, to their families and parents. Targeting civilians is not a legitimate thing. There is no place in Islam at all.
The government is hoping Zakaria can convince others to defect.
The White House at BBC News. The White House has announced a new plan to reverse an alarming decline in the populations of bees and monarch butterflies in the US. Both play a crucial role in agriculture. Millions of acres of federal land will be made more bee-friendly in the next 5 years, and farmers will be encouraged to use fewer pesticides. The Iraqi government has called for volunteers to help it retake the city of Ramadi from Islamic State militants. A cabinet statement said voluntary recruitment was necessary because of military shortages. Shia militias have been gathering near Ramadi at the request of the Iraqi government, ready for an assault on the city. Police in Canada say they have arrested 10 young people at Montreal Airport who they suspect of trying to join Islamic State. In Iraq and in Syria, the arrests were made last weekend. The Royal Canadian Mounted Police said no charges had yet been brought and their investigation was continuing. Two Argentine judges are facing calls for their impeachment after reducing the sentence of a paedophile on the grounds that his 6-year-old victim had been abused before. The ruling was made last year but only came to light this week. Our correspondent in Buenos Aires, Irene Caselli, has the details of reactions to the ruling.
We have heard very strong words, especially from several government ministers. On Tuesday, Aníbal Fernández, the president's chief of cabinet, used very strong words against the sentence and said that it was one of the worst disgraces in the country's history. He also called the judges morons, and he's calling for the judges' impeachment, which is something that is being repeated all over social networks, and even it's been picked up by several government bodies.
And the Hungarian writer Laszlo Krasznahorkai has won Britain's prestigious Man Booker International Prize for 2015. BBC News.